Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. Ambrose, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. And from the United States, we hear from Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint lives in Chicago, and his preaching today is entitled, Not Everyone Who Cries Out.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Not everyone who cries out, the Lord says in today's Gospel, not everyone who cries out. It's probably frightening to think about those to whom Jesus is speaking, but imagine for yourself arriving before the throne of God upon your passing from this earthly life, and you cry out to him, Lord, Lord. You expect a smile and a welcome, but instead you come face to face with the reality of your ongoing and obstinate sinfulness to the will of God throughout your life. In another place in Matthew's Gospel, he reminds us that by a tree's fruit, you will know it. Suddenly we realize that if we had acted as if we were Christians and not just simply saying it, something different would occur. If in a court of law, would there be enough witnesses, would there be enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian? Not only those who cry out, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom, but only the one who does the will of God. The will of God, the word of God, written on our hearts, our conscience, that which we not only have a right to follow, but an obligation to follow for the sake of our own salvation. Just recently, I watched a YouTube video entitled Music as Propaganda Under the Swastika. It's on YouTube. It's a very interesting film about how Goebbels, the minister of propaganda, used music as a way to swell the hearts of the German people and to bolster the Nazi identity. In the course of the video, a famous conductor by the name of Wilhelm Furtwängler was introduced. Furtwängler was a very famous conductor, a world-renowned conductor, really, in charge of the Berlin Philharmonic. He had earned a number of titles, positions, and medals in the Third Reich. He was probably a good Nazi, but his first love was his music. His first love was his orchestra. When the fire became hot for all of the Jews in the Third Reich, four of the musicians of the Philharmonic who were Jewish were pressured to not sign contracts for the next year. And Furtwängler was pressured as well to get rid of these four. But he wouldn't do it. He stood behind these four. Eventually, when the four musicians were taken away from his orchestra, he followed them. He left his rank, he left his positions, his posts. He stepped down from the stage and vowed to never conduct another Philharmonic orchestra. It devastated the music lovers of Germany. But within a few months, he appears on stage again in time for Hitler's birthday concert. He followed his conscience immediately, but somewhere along the line, he sold his soul and returned to the stage. I really think he knew what he was doing wasn't right on. When the concert was over and he turned to shake Goebbels' hand and the hand of Hitler, the look on his face is telling. He's not happy. Perhaps it's at that moment that he realized that the sin was before him. He goes on, of course, to be a grand conductor. But that moment, in not following the four Jews who were dismissed from his orchestra all the way out, was a turning point in his relationship with God. By a tree's fruit, you'll know it. Not everyone who cries out, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom. As we continue with our Advent season, we need to realize that we're given another great opportunity to look deeply at our conscience and articulate for ourselves what it is that we truly stand for. And then not only to articulate it for ourselves, but then to realize it through our words and our actions, to give substance to it through what we do in life. By a tree's fruit, you will know it. What sort of fruit do we desire to produce? What needs to be removed or refocused, reshaped? What is it that we need to be converted from in order to be converted to the love of God that dwells in our hearts? God calls each of us day by day to listen carefully to his words and to put into action the saving love that we experience for the sake of all those around us. May God bless you during this Advent season, and may you experience the conversion of life which you are called to.